The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
It's been just a week since the state government rolled out its $3.4 million advertising campaign urging West Aussies to get vaccinated. Today, Tourism Council of WA has launched its own campaign. Let's have a listen.
We have our part to play.
To help everyone feel welcome
and safe,
please get vaccinated for COVID-19.
Protect staff, customers, jobs and businesses. Get vaccinated so we can all travel safely in WA.
Joining me now is Tourism Council of WA CEO Evan Hall. Good morning, Evan.
Yeah, good morning.
And so why has the council felt the need to create its own specific vax ad?
Well, I think this is the tourism operators, the tourism industry taking responsibility for the part that we play in keeping Western Australia safe. We're in the middle of a long weekend at the start of school holidays. There's going to be lots of Western Australians travelling around Western Australia. That's a privilege, but it's also a bit of a responsibility. So we're calling out to all Western Australians to get vaccinated as soon as they can, and hopefully if we all start now, we'll be all vaccinated in time for Christmas and summer, because we want Western Australians travelling around safely when it comes to these Christmas holidays coming up.
Yeah, well, the Prime Minister has hinted that, he hoped more than hinted, that borders would reopen by Christmas. Are you confident that that will happen?
I certainly think there'll be some interstate borders open. In fact, I think there'll be international borders open to some extent in some states by Christmas. I obviously don't know what's going to happen here in WA, but whether or not the interstate borders are open or not, there will be a lot of people travelling around Western Australia. And we want to make sure that that's not leading to any transmission. So I think it's, it is a privilege to wander around WA, but I think it's important that everybody does get vaccinated, because we want to protect people in that process.
And the ad features actual tourism operators. Is that to try and, I guess, help the public realise that the tourism is backed and run by real people who are experiencing the pain of these COVID lockdowns?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, these operators, they are, it's very much a face-to-face business. So we have an Aboriginal tour operator, a wine tour operator, people from the museum, a hotel, off the stadium. And they're all in the game of providing a great experience, in-place experience to people. But that does, in fact, put our staff and our operators at a bit of risk. So it's part to protect our staff, but also in doing that, it's to protect our jobs and our businesses, because we do rely on the free movement of people. That's what keeps tourism going. And we think the best way to get there is to encourage everyone to get vaccinated as soon as possible.
And are you keeping your eye on the WA vaccination targets? It seems that, like, New South Wales, I think, has just crossed over 60% fully vaccinated. We're only just above 40. Do you watch it and just think, come on, roll up your sleeves?
Yeah, well, we are lagging behind. Obviously, we're in a different situation to New South Wales. It's a very compelling reason to do it now. And I think that's the trick, is not putting it off, is making that decision to do it now. And that's why we're sort of running this ad campaign, just to get people thinking, well, we'll be out and about around Christmas, whether or not it's in WA or the rest of Australia. Lots of people visiting regional towns in WA. And to do that safely, we do need everyone to be vaccinated. So but, of course, there's a bit of a time lag. Even if you start now, it's a couple of weeks before you can get your second shot. So we thought now was the right time. And we do think governments and airlines and everyone else should be putting out a bit of a timetable, so people know when it is that are going to be expected that you're vaccinated, so people have enough notice, really, to get vaccinated before they travel.
Yeah, and the flip side of this, of course, is, at Christmas time we could see New South Wales, even Victoria, open their borders and maybe international visitation to those states. What do you think it would mean for the WA industry if we're still behind a hard border?
Yeah, it is a real challenge for us. Obviously, while ever there's a hard border, we're seeing Western Australians travel in Western Australia. But we do expect, once interstate and even for that matter international borders come down, that Western Australians will head out. And what we want to be doing is encouraging other Australians to be coming into WA and moving around. But there's even a challenge to just making sure that Perth people can head out to the regions. I think while it hasn't happened to us that often, we have had regional travel restrictions and Perth lockdowns. And the best way to avoid all that, so that we can have people from Perth moving into regional WA, is to make sure we're all vaccinated. So vaccination is the key for us, for our future, so that we can have travel, free travel, and safe travel at that. But yeah, we are keen to make sure we give people as much notice as possible, including our interstate guests, about what will be expected. And we certainly think that every interstate visitor, probably with every state border in Australia, but certainly to WA, is going to need to be double vaccinated. traveling to the state, including West Australians returning home. So I just think we need to get that message out there so people know what's expected of them.
Yeah, I think that's probably a pretty fair assumption. And now, as I mentioned earlier, the state government had its own campaign that we saw for the first time last week. What did you make of that ad? And did you think that there was an opportunity here for the Tourism Council to do something more?
Look, I think, we were putting our own ad in motion before that one was launched. I think it's not just up to the government to reach out to people and say, look, it really is important that you get vaccinated. We have a lot of tourism operators. We got about almost 100,000 jobs in WA depend on tourism. I think it's beholden on us to get out and say, yeah, really, please get vaccinated. We need to protect those jobs so those people can keep earning an income, so tourism towns can stay open for guests. So it's not just one responsibility on government, it's a community responsibility, including for us, for the tourism businesses.
Mm. And now, the more positive news, I guess, was how the AFL Grand Final unfolded on Saturday. It was just absolutely epic, and the ratings on TV reflected that. Nationally, it had more viewers than the opening ceremony of the Tokyo Olympics, and the most for a Grand Final since 2016. So many people in lockdown Victoria, New South Wales would have been glued to their TV screens. What a postcard for WA it was. What do you think the impact of that will be for tourism in WA going forward?
I think most importantly, it really showcased our ability to put on a world-class major event. We've got all the success ingredients for success. We've got a world-class stadium. We've clearly got the ability to manage it, not just an event at the stadium, but the hospitality, the hotels, everything that goes with it to keep the town going and make it a great destination. But the important thing is Western Australians turned out in droves. They turned out in droves for a great event. It didn't matter that we had no local teams. We just love a great event, and that's the magic ingredient to be a world-class sporting tourism destination. So it's really been a mantle held by Melbourne for a long time. And Brisbane and the Gold Coast have been pitching themselves as Australia's great sporting tourism destination. They got the Commonwealth Games. They got the Olympics coming up. They stole the AFL last year. But I think, Saturday night, we really showed the world that we are the major sport destination in WA and Australia.
And so how do we capitalise on that now, Evan?
Well, I think we really need to be looking to the bids for future events. We should be claiming, constant Bledisloe Cups and State of Origins. We should really be thinking ahead towards Commonwealth Games, even the Olympics. We have what it takes. I think that's what was clear on Saturday night. And it's also clear that this is what will get people travelling and moving in Western Australia and interstate. And there's no doubt if we had a few more open borders, we would have had a lot more guests. As it happens, they were stuck at home, and the best thing that they could do was watch us having fun in Perth, and that was a great advertisement for us, and I'm really hoping it's going to whet their appetite to come back to WA when it's safe to do so.
Yeah, I think when it is safe to do so, they would have been looking at what people experienced here on Saturday night, and they would have thought, I want some of that for myself. Tourism Council,
absolutely.
WA CEO Evan Hall, thanks for your time this morning. Enjoy the rest of the long weekend, whatever's left of it, and let's hope we start seeing those vaccination numbers going up faster than they are right now.
We all need it. Thanks, mate.